a downpour.
Uh-oh.
Everything's soaked.
Hey, anybody here?
Just follow the muddy footprints.
Oh, nice weather.
If you're a dolphin.
I wouldn't sit there. Unless you want to go for a swim, Flipper.
Ooh, right.
Try the ground. It's drier.
Hi, guys. It's pretty icky out.
Icky? Why are you guys sitting on the ground?
Because the furniture is, like, liquid.
I still wouldn't sit there.
Why not?
Duh, do you know how many things live in the ground? Worms, slugs, bugs. None of them are pretty.
So? They won't hurt you.
I wouldn't be too sure about that. My story's about that very thing. It's about what you can't see, just under the ground. Who knows what you're stepping on? Who knows if the very next step you take is onto something that doesn't want to be stepped on, that has the power to step back on you. Submitted for the approval of the Midnight Society, I call this story The Tale of the Lunar Locusts. Still romantic. Look at how your ring shines in the moonlight.
Cool.
Did you know John gave Liz his varsity ring yesterday?
Yeah, I heard.
Seems like everybody's hooking up. Well, almost everybody.
Whoa. Check it out. Did you see that?
It was probably shooting star. You should make a wish.
That was no shooting star. That was I don't know what that was.
Well, if it were a shooting star, you know what I'd wish for?
I'm sorry, did you say something? Oh,
forget it.
Julie!
What's the problem? Julie's great.
I know, but
being exclusive is so final. Second only to death.
Don't be a fool, man. It's not like you got other girls throwing themselves at you.
Hi. Can I sit with you?
Or at least not usually.
You want to sit here?
I don't bite.
Yeah, of course.
I'm Jake.
My name's Ellen. I just transferred in.
Hi, Ellen. My name's...
I bet you play football.
Yeah. Varsity quarterback.
I knew it. Is there any chance of getting the varsity quarterback to show me around my new school? I mean, if you're available.
Me? Oh, sure.
He's not available. Hi, I'm... Leaving? Great. Thanks for saving my seat. Sure. I sort of lost my appetite anyway. See you later, Jake.
Hi, Ellen.
What rock did she crawl out from under? You're not making points here. Sorry. What are you doing?
Looking up UFOs. I saw this really weird light in the sky last night.
Nice ring.
Thanks. Found the stone on the beach.
It's beautiful. Can I try it on?
Yeah, sure.
Jake!
Julie. Hi. I was just...
We've got Spanish.
Spanish. Right. I'm coming.
I gotta go.
Wait. I was hoping that you could give me a computer lesson today after school. Because I'm really lost with all this stuff.
Well, sure, I guess, but school closes up after class.
Oh. Well, do you have a computer at home?
Like at my house? Yeah.
Then let's do it there.
Okay. That'd be cool. After school, today, you and me. Bye.
She's totally strange.
Who?
Your new friend. What's her name? I watched her on the football field for over an hour. She was measuring and digging like a... Well, I don't know what it was like, but it was weird.
You spied on her for an hour and she's weird? I don't know.
You and I need to talk. What are you doing after school?
Nothing. We can, I can't. I've got way too much homework.
Since when do you do homework?
I gotta fly.
I'm so out of here. Hello. Ready? Okay. I checked registration. There's no record of any new transfers. She's not even a student here.
Break time. I'm starving.
Me too.
My dad made me some sandwiches. Incoming. What's the matter? It's PB&J.
Sorry, I'm, allergic. Could you get rid of that, please?
Sorry, no problem. You, want something else?
No, thanks.
Something to drink?
Mm-mm.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. But it's getting late. Can you take me home?
Yeah, okay. I'll go get my keys. Live in the woods? What are you doing?
Jake, I know you have a steady girlfriend and everything.
Well, she's not exactly steady.
And I don't want to make you do anything you don't want to.
Like what?
Well, it's just that you're so cute. I could eat you up.
Yeah? I mean, I think you're pretty cute and all too, but...
Jake, I'd really love to be your girlfriend. And wear your ring.
Will life always be this cool?
Let me try it on.
Wait. I think you're great, but I have a girlfriend. I mean, I like you, but I couldn't do that to Julie.
I can't change your mind?
I'm sorry.
Okay, then. Here we go.
Hey, the car door just locked.
I know.
But neither of us...
Now give me that ring. Shh. It's okay. I'm not going to hurt you. Just promise not to scream, and I'll move my hand, okay? I'm sorry I scared you, but you left me no choice.
Who are you? What are you?
You remember that light you saw in the sky?
Yeah, that was you?
I'm not from here, Jake. I really don't look like this. I'm much prettier in my regular form.
Oh yeah, with bug eyes and 6-foot arms. That is not regular.
For me, it is.
Can I please get up?
Promise not to run away?
I swear.
Please, don't try that again.
What do you want from me?
I need your help.
Flesh-eating bacteria strikes again.
It's not bacteria. It's a parasite that travels from planet to planet, eating everything in its path, like locust.
Stuff is from another planet?
My partner and I are the only survivors from my planet. Those parasites, they ate everything and everyone. It was horrible.
So why'd you follow him?
To try to stop them before they destroy Earth, the way they destroyed my home. And to find a new home.
So you're telling me you're like a lizard girl from outer space on a mission to destroy a band of intergalactic flesh-eating parasites that want to eat Earth and then make this your home?
That's about it.
Cool. So why'd you pick me? Because I'm like a trained athlete?
Well, no.
Whoa.
That was my partner's. We need them both to destroy the locusts.
What happened to your partner?
You found that on the beach? You must have crashed in the ocean.
I'm sorry. So the only reason you wanted to go out with me was to get my ring. Not because you think I'm cute.
Sorry. You're not really my type. You're way too human.
That's too bad. Thank you.
Hey!
It's okay, I can explain. Thanks.
She's a monster!
No! Well, yeah, sort of, but she needs my help. Everything is cool, trust me.
I'm getting the police.
Julie, no!
Come on, we've gotta move fast. The parasites are over there.
Well, I don't see anything.
Because they're underground.
Under the football field?
Yes, that's where the mother laid her eggs.
Eggs? Like they're gonna hatch?
Tonight, unless we stop them.
How?
With the stones, as soon as the full moon rises over the school.
There they are!
Hold it right there, kids!
We have to get into the school.
It's locked.
Not for long.
Hey. How do we stay up?
Suction.
Suction? I'm really sorry I asked.
I hid my equipment here. I figured that if anyone found it, they'd just think it was part of a science experiment. Put these on when I tell you to.
Why?
I'll explain later. Come on. We're running out of time.
What's the hurry?
The lunar light will be at its strongest the moment the moon gets fully over the school. And if we're not set up by then, it's gonna be too late. They're gonna stop us.
Not if we get a little diversion.
I don't have time to explain it all now.
But it's really, really important that I help Ellen.
But there's something you gotta know. You and I are the best. I mean, together. I really see that now. I don't wanna lose you.
You mean that?
What was that? I felt something move.
There they are!
They'll put your glasses on and toss a stone in the circle. I'll do the same.
That's it? What does it do?
You'll see. Thanks, Jake. I'll never forget this.
Jake!
Let her go!
Jake! You're our only hope!
Yes!
Jake, the other one!
Killed the flesh-eating alien locust. Here, read this.
You're kidding, right?
No, read it.
I did. This is about some bacteria in Brazil they stopped with antibiotics.
But no, I mean the mother alien laid her eggs in the field. We zapped them.
Mother alien? What mother alien?
Ellen, we zapped them, right?
The end.
Good story. Now I know why I didn't want to sit on the ground.
Well, yeah. And I also don't like getting my bottom wet. Bye.
Oh, man!
Oh,
yuck, I'm soaked.
I really hope nobody else can see this.
This is definitely the end.